question, our friend Ed asked. I do not believe man landed on the moon in 1969 because of the radiation belt, Van Allen belt, surrounding the Earth and the cosmic radiation. They would have been dead long before they would have reached the moon. None of the astronauts became ill due radiation or got sick with cancer? Ed, they really land there. The cosmic radiation is not the problem because it exists in the universe as a whole, which is why living things must have an appropriate environment to develop, in terms of conditioning necessary protection to your body type. We're humanoid, the protection is in the dress must have adequate protection against the corresponding emissions from their suns when outside the atmosphere, maintaining levels close to the original protection provided by the atmosphere of their planet of origin. Any planet that possesses the atmosphere filters out radiation and the micrometeoroid providing protection for the biology that will take the planet. The magnetic field is constant in all the planets, with or without atmosphere since it is the factor generated by its own gravity, which keeps its position of equilibrium with the system to which it belongs. The magnetic field of the Moon as Earth's, in their proper proportions, protects from excess solar radiation, which is not enough to make it a conducive environment for your biology. The you depend on costumes with a protection factor appropriate to be out of your ship. All magnetic fields, when exposed to radiation of any kind, generate an energy plasma layer containing separated charged particles that are remnants of the diversion process. The process of diversion is that generates plasma energy field because the radiation of particles being forced to divert, the factor of residual energy resulting from interaction of forces. This field can be with greater or lesser extent depending on the strength of emission from the sun in question. In the case of large solar flares, this layer can become so thick that could involve your satellite's zone and destroy them. The damage to the planet's surface will be proportional to the magnetic field pressure in each place of incident energy. We have no problem crossing or navigating these energy fields because we have the spacecraft's protective field that prevents any contact of particles. In the case of your ships, they also have UVB protection with insulating materials, not enough for the Van Allen belt but enough to stay in orbit. All that went through the Van Allen belt without adequate protective force field perished after a certain period. When you pass through the energy field that surrounds your planet, the spacecraft fuselage gives way to some amount of charged particles, as an airplane that receives an electrical discharge in a storm, and as a quick pass, and the astronauts are using your outfit's protection, there is no big problem. Biologically speaking, but in radioactive energy fields like Van Allen belt does not work. We have already noted several times, you working on your satellites and telescopes, with the fuselage of your ships open, you truly deserve our appreciation for the courage to do what they do with your primitive equipment. It will be great when he can openly help your new society as a whole, to reach the stars as you say. With respect to the moon, you have been there more times than has been announced for ordinary citizens. Now your governments are forbidden to build any type of installation there, but as the old pirates did, you are going there for some time with the reptilians, and you guys have used their base for your research in a scheme to draw back, and are doing the same at the new base of Mars. They have started to reach for the stars, not you, simple people, funders of projects. As you see, you really know little of what is happening. Now you know a little more because I'm telling you. You see, throughout our conversation, it's unofficial. If it generates any kind of speculation and questions, I prefer to stop it. I am no prophet or teacher. I answer your questions to appreciate being able to help in any way you can grasp the concept that you are truly living. Question: I have this picture of an alien found dead in Russia. Can you tell me what it is? Yes, we knew of the accident. This is a being of a thin race of Orion, unfortunately had no time to send a distress signal and were not rescued and died of cold and attacked by wolves. The wreckage of the spacecraft is in possession of the military in Russia. We do not know if any of them was captured alive. I have good news for a change. Perhaps that being of Sirius, who was captured in Brazil, returned to his community. He was placed at the disposal of its staff by the reptilians who work with your government. I do not know if he is the guy, but it seems that was the only crew that was lost. They took him to the lunar base where it was delivered. Question: Friend Anthony still has doubts about Harp. He says there is evidence that they are using to cause earthquakes. If you look at the depth around the world on some days, you will see maybe 20 quakes, many in one area, all the same exact depth. The depth is 10 km, usually the signature, and has been for almost a year. Well, Anthony, let me explain an easy way. If all the power of the transmitted signals could be redirected to the surface of the planet, could certainly generate earthquakes and slip layers in the affected regions, but would require massive planet orbiting reflectors to redirect the emissions, something you have not and will not have time to do. The system as it is today can cross streams at fixed points defined in the upper atmosphere, but cannot redirect the signals, could not even blow up a building here on the surface, much less cause an earthquake. The only practical uses for this system are those that I mentioned in our previous conversation. On the tectonic events that range in that approximately depth, is due to plate thickness being small in these regions, where the first break than any other region. This is a normal symptom, weaker sites are broken first. Question: Mithy, in the Gulf of Aden is still in operation that portal of transport? If so, what are they doing? No, because the gate was moved. After leaking the information, many ships of your governments, there have been tempted to identify, contact and film. It was an open portal for operations of the Pleiades, for broad detection of atomic weapons in the Middle East. Question: Mithy, I have this movie about a UFO in Jerusalem in January, you could say what it is? This is one of hundreds of Pleiades probes, examining the strange construction to check the inside. It seems they are becoming less worried about being registered with their actions. Either day we parked our spaceship in front of your house. This will not take long for that to happen sometime. Question: Mithy, Spike ask, what you know about Dulles, New Mexico and what was happening there? This is one of their major bases, reptilians and greys that exist in North America. You already know this, but ask anyway. This base was already used before the colonization of America by Europeans. What your government did was modernize it, in accordance with the reptilians. Between greys and reptilians are more than 20,000 living underground in North American territory today. Question: Mithy, Gregor friend asked me about the event that there was in Antarctica in 1947, when there was a confrontation of humans with UFOs. I wonder what you can tell us if you know anything about it. That is an epic story. It's a good question. This was the third encounter of humans with the consortium that manages the base in Antarctica. In 1939, the Germans already had news of alien activities in the Antarctic, by observers from Argentina partners. These photos of UFOs were sent to Berlin, who organized an expedition to attempt a contact of closer relations with extraterrestrials. This German expedition, after many attempts to radio contact, as in Antarctic territory, found nothing and tried an expedition to the center of the continent, also failed to succeed. The government ordered not to return empty-handed, and they tried to attack a spaceship that had once watched. Of course, were captured and taken to the base as its submarines were sunk and the survivors would die. They were invited to stay with the condition never returned. And 48 men were adopted by Pleiadians. In 1947, the North American expedition decided to exploit rumors that the Germans were still operating at its base in Antarctica and resolved by a complete survey. Amid this, the highest-ranking officer was chosen to be taken to meet an official from the base Antarctica to prevent major problems later. The official returned with a message of staying away from Antarctica with any type of weapon, and was given as an ultimatum. The base had observed all the barbarities of your Second Great War, including the nuclear detonation, and just wanted to keep them at a safe distance. Even after this warning, the US government, feeling that it was a Nazi installation, and that the admiral had been tricked, sent a fully armed squad, for taking the Antarctic by the supremacy of force. Needless to say what happened? The Antarctic base, which was thwarting the ultimatum, was serious, or have to live with these attempts. Even reluctantly, They counterattack the squad and cause them to pull out completely damaged, as an example for all other governors. There were never problems since. The Antarctic had to being declared an area of research, and no armed vessel ever to sail back there. Video 25, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 25A, April 28, 2011. Mythi, our friend Cindy asked some questions that encompass several other questions asked by other friends, so I'll ask about the points raised by it. Question: I would like to understand why the reptilians were not stopped from interfering with the development of humanoids on Earth? By this I am referring to 100 or so years ago, when contact was made, when Earthlings were not at that point in development for alien interactions. Not only did they interact but made agreements. One of which is the extermination of all the humanoids on Earth. This is okay with the Community Galactica? Well, Cindy, as I explained previously, you as residents of this planet at this time may accept to live with other races of free and spontaneous will. We also understand that this decision is an elitist, does not represent the will of your race as a whole. But, see, you as a race, in this present stage should have learned to choose your leaders. If not for our presence on the planet, you would no longer inhabit the Earth long ago. When I say our presence, I mean the many races who fought to preserve this colony of humanoid under development. One day, you may access the history of this colony, and will be amazed with the many struggles to defend you from annihilation. Currently, with the advent of the Community Galactica, no race could promote annihilation as you mentioned. The reptilians are using the lust for power and control of your elites to control the planet. We know this, but we can only intervene if we can prove their participation in genocide on your planet. Your elites have done it, killed its human for them. We cannot influence decisions of your own society. The survival of your race depends on yourself, as a race. Question: whether or not we are ready for the new age, even if we were cavemen, I thought killing of any living entity is not allowed. How can any agreement be honored when those that the agreement affects have not agreed or disagreed to participate, even worse, not knowing this agreement existed? See, you have hundreds of extinct races of animals, insects and tribes of humanoids by ignorance, religion, politics or greed. Your planet is in chaos. All that is discarnate here are already being transferred to the two colonies that are already receiving. Like I said, initially just over 10% of humans will remain current with its cycles of reincarnation in this new Earth. That's exactly what you mention in your philosophies wisely. The separation of the wheat and tare. The only way this happens is in the process of reincarnation. Cannot pay or bribe anyone for a ticket to a better place than the one that is reserved for the frequency of your aura. Question: am I correct in assuming that the terms in the elites' agreement with the reptilians basically states the elites let the reptilians have Earth in exchange for supplying the elites with a new place to live for the duration of the Earth changes, that is Mars and or Moon? No. The reptilians can never take ownership of your Earth is a colony humanoid, and they are not. They want to enjoy the Earth as guests by your race, represented by your elites. Your elite, yes, they sold themselves body and soul unconditionally in return for technological trinkets, medicines for a long life, and protection from events, etc. But soon you will see for yourself that this is all a big mistake. Nobody can escape the destiny of evolution, and perhaps you will glimpse one of your kings, presidents or popes, harvesting vegetables in some modest colony of farmers, learning to develop humility lost. Question: Umithi states that those not reaching correct frequency will be transferred naturally to the two colonies. How does one naturally transfer to another planet? This question demonstrates a passionate connotation. How could we take randomly millions of people to other colonies without knowing that social problems could be caused by that? People with the most different character, auras and frequencies would still causing the same problems they cause here, the unbalance of the society as a whole. Without the natural selection process, we'd be just transferring the problem of a heterogeneous race, from one location to another. Are you worried that we'll live or dead, is it? There is no dead or alive. You cannot remember because your memories are in another dimension, in the fourth. When you incarnate in the third dimension, you have the freedom to develop without the weight of previous information. That is what makes the magic of the development of your aura. If you remembered everything you have done or not done in past incarnations, you would spend the next incarnation worrying or blaming themselves, would not have time or head to develop. If the caterpillar grows well, produces a more perfect butterfly, which in turn will generate a better caterpillar, and so on. You'll notice when you disembody, to be a butterfly is much better than being a caterpillar. Question: in that same paragraph you states, we are awaiting the entry of the earth as a colony mature and balanced in our community long ago. Finally it will happen even if it costs a little intercession. Am I correct in my assumption that Andromeda is the true owners of Earth? No, you're wrong. We do not own the Earth. Moreover, we do not own either of the planets that we humbly occupied. Simply take care of them as they take care of us. No planet has an owner, does have its occupants who are responsible for him during the period they are living there. You can be the proud owner of a mountain, but when you're gone, it will be for another owner takes possession. See, the mountain will last millennia, and with luck you 76 laps in the sun. The Community Galactica has many humanoid colonies in observation and protection. The Earth is waited because it is at the point of maturity for the initial seeding of galactic knowledge. When this happens, it's like a graduation official, a more humanoid society to share knowledge and development. From there, you are ready to live with your other brothers scattered throughout countless galaxies where we have contact. Question: due to the Earthlinger TMS inability to reach the status to be recognized by the Community Galactica, they have no obligation to the inhabitants occupying the planet? I think I already answered that question, because if not for the care of the Community Galactica, no longer exist humanoids on the planet Earth many thousands of years. Question: since Earthlings are an unsanctioned mix of different breeds, is up to those various breeds the Earthlings originated from to take responsibility for their offspring's welfare, even after abandoning them? As long as they die from natural causes, this is acceptable? You've heard the expression, be fruitful and multiply? Okay, this is the direction of seeding colonies in the farthest reaches of the universe. The result of growth reflects the quality of the seed. The cultures that gave their genes to develop here have no responsibility for their seeds. They were not abandoned, were planted. Your concept of life and death is that passionately separates the two stages. The humanoid colony of Earth, a few handfuls, generated billions of beings. These beings will colonize many other planets, and thus the universe will be less empty of life. Regardless of frequency bands, the last age of the planet was exceptionally fertile. You are coming close to the first connections with the reality of matter, space and energy of the aura generated by mental activity. This science is quantum physics. Through it, you'll come to understand many processes that are not explained by your conventional science. Everything is alive in some form in the universe. Even the smallest atomic particle can sense aura and mental vibrations. Question: what are the origins of the various eye colors humanoids have on Earth? The different colors of iris features are the result of genes. There is no connotation of development of aura or frequency that is factored to determine the color of the iris. Depends only on the dominant branch, in the formation of certain breeds. As an example, you have the same breed cats with blue eyes or yellow eyes, depending on the predominant strain from which they developed. Question: do you know of a planet in the Milky Way called Ibania? No. By that name there is nothing in the records. If you give me a more accurate position, I can see what exists in the reported position. Question: Mithy dot dot dot, if you were one of us here on Earth suddenly finding out who you really are and what has been kept from you, that if you received this knowledge at the time when you should have gotten it, you would have been aware of the coming events and set about preparing yourself and everyone you share the planet with a way to escape it without any outside intervention. You were never allowed to choose your fate, never given the opportunity to even try to come up with a solution. Put yourself in our shoes and tell me what you would do. A trend of passion again. Look, you're worried about your physical integrity. I understand well that instinct for survival. But, let's enact a situation. You were told that you only have one more week of life. Would you to comply with a disembodiment inevitable? You would curse the world? Kill your enemies? Spend all your money? Or would try to put yourself in tune with the place you want to go? See, if you were taken somewhere where you had more than 10 years of life, would not make the slightest difference in universal terms, because time means nothing if you're not tuned to the planned schedule for you. The average lifespan of humanoids on Earth in this period that just ended is approximately 76 laps of Earth, around your sun. It's nothing. You will notice that in many cases you spend more time in the fourth dimension than the third. If I were you, I would not worry about the matter. I'd be trying to participate in this upgrade, with the head and the spirit lifted, because after all, I would long to be part of this new stage of development. If it is embodied or not, will not make any difference to me in the context of development. If perhaps you still incarnated here on Earth in this new age, you probably will see us here because we will help society to reinstall the remainder, and many of your humanoid species coming from the Pleiades should come as missionaries to teach and transfer technology for this new stage of development. Video 26, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 26 May 1, 2011. Question. Mithy, a mate ask, is the human DNA changing in this new age? Yes, the DNA of humanoids on Earth will change according to the resonant frequency of the planet. This frequency and its harmonics will create a field ionospheric compatible with the aura of new age. The fetus that will be formed in this new environment will develop DNA compatible with this new reality. Indigo children, as you call them, are children with altered DNA because they result from crosses Pleiadians' DNA with that of humans on Earth. It is not a normal situation for the site. The resonant frequency of the aura of the planet determines also the brain functions that are enabled for that particular age. You see, DNA is your guide to build your physical constitution, and your gene is the characteristics of development inherited from your specific breed. The instability of the planet at the end of the ages causes discomfort to the inhabitants. The days seem to last less, concentration power decreases, increases anxiety and uncertainty. But these are normal symptoms resulting from changes to adapt the geomagnetic field and consequent aura to this new reality. It's like an instrument being tuned according to which the orchestra is going to participate. Your whole solar system is changing the resonance to a higher level. The survivors who remain on the planet will feel good in the new environment but are not perfectly adapted to it. With the coming of new generations, remnants Earthlings like you will feel anachronistic in context. Question, our friend Jeremy asks, is Jesus Christ extraterrestrial? This is a matter of social religious connotation. I would not enter the merit of this question, but I'll answer with my own concept. Every culture in development has necessarily to focus on their fears and insecurities into something greater, a creator and his mentors or prophets. All your cultures have used the sun and stars to form your notions of deities. Like all prophets offered by your religion, Christ is a mental force generated by all those who focus their thinking on this entity, making it exists in the form of mental energy of faith, and is present in the aura of the planet. Christ is not a simple being, is a communion of beings who create this entity, giving life to a being of energy, magnanimous that will protect and represent them face the creator of the universe. It represents the sum of all those who are focused on a more just society for the planet, regardless of the religion of their neighbors. A follower of Christ, Allah, Muhammad, Manitou, Buddha, Confucius, Brahma or any entity which manages this same state of mental aura, is part of the same frequency. In our culture, we revere the name of an ancient philosopher whose legend was generated by our forefathers, founder of our society as an entity that continues to look for us, looking beyond the astral, that we have prosperity and inner peace. This, our entity would be possibly a brother of thy magnanimous Jesus Christ. Question. Mithy, what does you have to say about the Norway spiral phenomenon? Harp. Mothership. Portals. Living plasma? No, none of the hypotheses. Well, You know that energy is matter. These manifestations of energy are like eddies in your oceans and tornadoes in your atmosphere. This happens with the result of accumulation of residual energy emitted by the sun forced to Devi, by the protective magnetic field of your planet, are occasionally caused by the instability of your geomagnetic field, causing vortices of energy located in areas of very high or very low magnetic pressure. In this period of radical changes in your geomagnetic field, you may see these phenomena are multiplying across the planet because, besides the natural process of inversion of the field, your scientists are doing enough damage with the primitive system, bombarding frequencies in your ionosphere. Question. Mithi, Cindy ask, how do you live on a daily basis? When not working, how do you spend your free time? What kind of entertainment do you have? Cindy, we like to tell us the news, chat with acquaintances of our colonies, good conversation with missions that are exploring new systems. We also have virtual holographic games, playing with friends, sometimes joining several races of different systems simultaneously. And in my case, coming here to talk with you a few times to acquaint me of your doubts in this new colony. I have talked a lot about you with friends from different parts of the universe, all very interested in the destiny of this colony. Since I am a scientist of behavior, this conversations to me is also a pleasure. Question. Mithi, Cindy ask, do all humanoids that have evolved long enough end up with the body type that resembles the Greys? Of course not. Each race has its own characteristics in the formation of DNA. Most breeds originated from the Pleiades, for example, are you, tomorrow. They are thousands of years ahead of your civilization. They have the same biotype as you, with an average of 1.80 meters. My race is lower, the average is 1.50 meters, but also our biotype is like yours. Races Greys, has different origins, comes from humanoids strains adapted to other conditions of habitat, usually more distant planets from their stars, and has virtually no skin protection against sunlight. The head is not always great for the body, depends on the breed. Never an earthling will look like a Grey, they are beings of different origins. Question, Boris ask, when you born, you also reincarnated with deleted memories, or you knows what you experienced in past life? Yes Boris, we also returned this way, only that we have areas in our brain activated that allow us to reactivate previously acquired knowledge. It's as if your child already born knowing how to use your computer. The knowledge gained in practical life and work, there are always at your disposal to be reused and updated. Question, a mate asks, is the fast melting world ice caused by global warming or is a natural process of Earth's climate? The relocation of the polar ice will begin melting caused by heating by the solar system as a whole. The Earth is not warming due to lack of ozone or other local causes, is part of the process of reversal of forces by the approach of galactic hemisphere, and this will significantly increase the activity of your sunlight, warming the whole system. Nothing can be done to mitigate it. The only solution is to leave behind this period, trying to minimize the consequences. Question. Mithi, Lee Billy friend ask, do you know a race called Zetas? See, it's hard for me to know these names you adopt in your planet. The names we use are very different. The only way to respond is by having some information on the origin, the correct location on the planet, otherwise it is impossible to know what it is. Question. Mithi, Boris ask, what do you know about incident at February 25, 1942 known as Battle for Los Angeles? Boris, during the fighting of the war waged by your nations, on occasion, the Antarctic base, patrolled all continents, recording all events and the power of weapons involved. Several spacecraft reconnaissance of Sirius was in the region when they were detected by your new radar, something that had not until then. They did not care and continued to do the surveys mainly in San Diego and Los Angeles because they were responsible for recognition in the area of the Pacific. When you began to shoot with your anti-air defense, they took the opportunity to measure the efficiency of your arms. As they were with the force fields operating, let you shoot a lot and nothing unusual happened, but the reports were made for further analysis, revealing the inefficiency of your weapons. Question. Mythi, Spike ask, what caused the massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico and it is still leaking oil and gas?